Welcome to my healing world. I'm here with my very good friend Gaia, and she suggested that I actually record one of my, and my, the conversation always comes up that when I'm working on people or with people, I always have such great conversations with them, and I'm always thinking to myself, oh, I wish I could just record this. And you know what? She just gave me permission to talk, and so I'm going to just record you.
Like you were just talking about this beautiful stuff, how the cells are just a conglomerate of emotion and intention, and it was just so beautiful the way, I just love the way you speak about the body. I just thought you should turn the camera on because it's so beautiful.
Well, when I'm working with the indigo system, it's trained me to see that the world is just bits and pieces of information. And that when we, as human beings, start understanding ourselves as an energetic frequency field, we're going to be a little bit more respectful of our thoughts, a little bit more respectful of our communications to ourselves. And I think that what set up the conversation was that, you know, explaining that how we result in the physical first begins in the ethereal, that we begin our manifestation of our physical being in a space, a time and space where an idea starts. And so really, when you look at your body, it is just a screen of how your cells and how your energy has interpreted your thoughts and your intentions.
Yes.
So you have to really be skilled at knowing that.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah.
To acknowledge that my head is connected to my body through my throat, and that one of the reasons where we get kind of disorganized or haywired is that we don't know how to control the throat in a way that communicates information from the body back to the head, and then from the head back to the body. It runs through a neurological system called the spinal cord, and we need to really see that it's a river of fluid and light running through a channel of porous bones. And through those porous bones, we're gathering information of blood and sugars.
And it is. The cranial system, or the cranial cerebral spinal fluid, is like a river of light. Like, in fact, chiropractors and massage therapists, when there's a, you know, a place that needs an adjustment, they'll call it subluxation, which means area of less light. A subluxation, you know, in the spine is the place of less light, you know. So even these modalities understand that it is all light, you know. It's an area of blockage of light, and same with the acupuncture and stuff like that. It's where we're all energy. These ancient systems of healing have understood that.
Yeah,
you know, it's time that we start thinking of outside of just physical. It's really all about energy, right? So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I've been trained to be Asian for my whole life because I am Asian, and so I'm never one to be, I'm always diplomatic. I'm very respectful of another person's opinion, and I've evolved to see that the body is just not flesh, that it's not just a coating, that, you know, it's not a plane. It's actually a light field that
first
yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And really, we can manifest anything we imagine, but, and we should, there's no buts, we should.
Well, I think it's these invisible energies that are working for us.
Yeah,
the thought forms, the energy forms, the intention, all of this stuff is connecting us through the unified field. This is the real energy. The physical is the last lower vibrational frequency of what's really true, and that's the higher stuff.
We're just the
physical is where the energy is slowed down, but it's not the highest aspect of ourself. That's really where everything's manifesting from.